glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Welcome to Mark and Friends for Thursday, November 16, 2023. I'm your host, Donna Leland. We're visiting today with our longtime friend of the ministry, Phil Shepherd. Welcome to Mark and Friends, Phil.
Thank you, Donna, so much. It's always good to be with friends, and you are a friend.
You know, I'm thinking we might have some new friends listening to Mark and Friends and the ministry, and they don't know about Phil Shepherd. I mean, others have known you over the years. Like, what, 30-some years that you've been a part of this ministry? Take us back to the beginning. How did you connect with Mark Burns?
Well, Mark Burns was encouraged to come to Chicago to learn about how to start a Christian radio station. And I just happened to be one of the people that he was placed before. And it was a God-ordained meeting. And so we worked together on different aspects. I didn't have all of the knowledge, but I knew how to make the station run. And so we worked on automation systems and satellite receivers and routing the audio and just all of the things that were very important for a startup Christian station to know and how to accomplish that. So that was the part that I had in the very beginning, but it just didn't stop right there. It continued on throughout all these years of just encouraging, praying, uplifting, pointing in this direction, another piece of satellite equipment or an automation system. And these are the kind of things that have just keeps the radio station on the air.
That's wonderful. And now he chose to align his station with Moody Broadcasting Network, which you were at that time. Were you in charge of the satellite?
Yes, the operations. Mm-hmm. So I've been a part of operations since 1984 and then basically was put in charge of it. Can you believe that?
Oh, yeah.
In 1988 was when I started, January 1st of 88, in the role as operations manager. And throughout the years, other things applied around the periphery, but always in charge of the operations. And so I retired at the end of 2019 and started 2020, looking at the new year, 2020, a retiree, and who knew what was going to happen in March of 2020, but we all do know what happened. And so I've been on a different schedule now, but the Lord has given me opportunity to move into another area of Moody Bible Institute, and that was publishing.
Yeah. You know, just going back a little bit for history for funsies, okay? So you were a part of Moody Broadcasting Satellite Services. Let's talk about all the cast of characters that you helped launch in your ministry, and myself being one. I mean, Phil Shepherd was my boss, and Phil was the one who actually launched me on the satellite doing music for Saturday. So, you know, Phil, I think you need to be credited with a lot of, I guess, who I am as a broadcaster, because you were so kind and so encouraging. And so I really do want to give you some credit here for how the Lord directed me through you. Let's talk about Steve Hiller.
Yeah, Steve has been a friend. Steve came as a student to Moody in the mid-90s, but he was such a helpful guy in his student years at Moody. And so we go back 25-plus years now.
Yeah, and of course it was Steve who helped launch Colin Smith.
That's right.
Because of his connection. So really you helped Steve help launch Colin. So a lot of connections there. I'm thinking of Bob Butts, who then helped to launch Alistair Begg and Truth for Life. It's think about all those lives that you've touched.
Well, there's a number of people that I get the blame. I mean, I get the praise for for helping, but oh my goodness, I benefited so much from others like Mike Kellogg and Don Cole. Jim Warren, people, Walt Carlson, Bill Pierce, people who along the way, either just an encouraging word or a smile or an attaboy or try this, those kind of things. But, you know, encouragement doesn't cost us anything.
And I remember another great word of encouragement. You said, Donna, just be yourself, because that's what you'll always default to.
Yeah, and I love
that. And I've just lived off of that. I mean,
well, you know, if you live in a world of hype, boy, when you fall back off of that, you don't know where you're going to fall. But if you always be yourself, then you'll be consistent.
Yeah.
And of course, you'll be more effective in the lives of people if you're consistent. In their inconsistency, they want to be with somebody who's consistent. So be yourself. You can always fall back on that.
And I think that's what we want to tell our dear listener today is be yourself. You know, we don't have to fake it because honestly, Phil, we know when someone's faking it, don't we?
Oh, yeah. By experience.
Mm-hmm. Me too. So let's go back to Mark Burns and your relationship with Mark. And I remember you telling me at a different location about this radio station, and you were just so excited about it and how Mark was doing a great job with such limited resources. And I think that's what fascinated you the most, that he just, you know, really a one-man program, and he was able to do some really great stuff. So we're just so grateful that he now is in the leadership of the WLUJ family of stations, and we just really are thankful for being underneath his care.
Amen.
Let's get to our topic also of today. And now that is your new season of life, and you're involving yourself in publishing, and you're taking the work of A.W. Tozer, and you're setting him front and center. Let's talk about A.W. Tozer. Give us the background. Who is he?
Well, A.W. Tozer lived from 1897 to 1963. He was drafted into the Army in World War I, but he got drafted at the very end, so he never saw battle. But a couple of years before that, he came to Christ. He had a saving relationship with Jesus Christ. He understood that God, our Creator, loved him through his Son, Jesus Christ, and he accepted him and that gift into his life. Well, he started preaching on street corners just after World War I and made his way into a pastorate. And a couple of pastorates, West Virginia, I think Akron, I know Indianapolis. But in 1928, he received a call to come be pastor of the Southside Christian and Missionary Alliance Church in Chicago, down in the Englewood neighborhood. That's where it's called today. It's 70th and Union. And he pastored that church from 1928 to 1959, 31 years. And it was a fruitful pastorate, not only for the preaching of the word, but it gave him opportunity through his denomination to be the editor of their worldwide magazine called the Alliance Weekly, which gave him quite a lot of notoriety and an avenue for him to express his views about God and the world and missions. And he was quite sought after as a public speaker in the 1940s and 1950s, and even until his death in 1963. He was invited to come to the Moody Bible Institute in November of 1949 and give a week of messages in special chapel services at the Moody Bible Institute. We have those recordings, by the way, which are fascinating. But from that, he gathered a following of students at the Moody Bible Institute who would fill an elevated car every Sunday night to go down to hear him preach. And often in his messages in the 1950s would refer to them. But another significant thing that happened out of those 1949 meetings, Dr. William Culbertson, the president of Moody Bible Institute, gave him a half hour of WMBI's airtime every Saturday morning. And all throughout the 1950s, from 1950 to 1959, when A.W. Tozer left Chicago, he had a half-hour program called From the Pastor's Study, and he spoke to the large audience of Christian listeners at WMBI for a decade.
And that started in 1950.
1950, yeah.
And we would have had the capacity to do recordings by that time, right?
Yeah, you could record. The reel-to-reel tape machines, which would be the preferred recording, came about in about 1952. And so we have one program remaining of that. So we have one example of what he did on the radio, for which I'm thankful. But he also, you know, when you have a radio station and you have a pulpit, and it often turns into a print as well. And A.W. Tozer has left us, the church, a significant amount of literary material, two of which are very prominent and in print today, and that is The Pursuit of God that he wrote in 1948, and others in between, but the other significant one was The Knowledge of the Holy, 1961. And both of these have been used worldwide as really a standard for understanding who God is. That was a big thing for A.W. Tozer. He would capsulize his ministry by saying, "I preach about the person of God."
That's amazing.
Yeah. And so if he's writing about that, he's also preaching about that. And we have a library at Moody Bible Institute of over 400 messages from his church, Sunday morning, Sunday evening, for about 8.5 years worth of messages. And from that library has come some books, and two of them that I've had the privilege to put together for Moody Bible Institute.
What are the names of those books again?
Well, the first book was one that I started right upon my retirement, and it's titled Approaching the Almighty, 100 Prayers of A.W. Tozer. I had been working in the library of messages for well over 3 decades, and one of the things before I retired was to get them all digitized and uploaded on moodyaudio.com. moodyaudio.com is the website for all the programs of Moody Bible Institute, and all 400 messages of A.W. Tozer are up there and free to download, and they're searchable. It's really a nice interface. But so that was one accomplishment to get that. But I found that that people really like to read A.W. Tozer, and so before I retired, I got in my mind that there's a lot of prayers that he gave in these messages, and they're actually quite special, because when you listen to him preach and you listen to him pray, I've discovered that there was a different voice, and of course, it was the audience. When he's preaching, the audience sat before him. When he's praying, God is his audience. And from those prayers, I was able to cull out 181 prayers, and Moody Publishers loved the content, but they asked if I would select 100 of the 181 prayers, and also incorporate things that Mr. Tozer said about prayer. And so that was the contents of the book. Each chapter started with about 1,000 words about what Mr. Tozer would say about prayer, not how to pray, but talk about prayer and its effect. And then there would be about 10 to 11 prayers in each chapter. So it was a nice book, and it's very devotional, and I think it's been quite successful, measured not by the sales, but measured by what people tell me about what it means to them and how it's helped them in their prayer life. And the second book was that came out in March of this year is called Toward a More Perfect Faith. This one is different from the prayer book in that this is actually the content from a series of sermons that he gave in January, February, and March of 1957. In fact, a man who traveled a lot, he was pretty determined to be in his church on Sunday. So he traveled during the week, but he was there 12 Sunday nights in a row without missing a Sunday, and he gave a series of messages on basically four stages in your pursuit of God. In fact, that's the subtitle of the book, Four Stages in Your Pursuit of God. So there are steps that we move through in our Christian life. He says, oh, we are such a motley crew. There are so many common Christians, but what we need to move on is we need to move on in our knowledge of God and have a desire to grow in Christ. You know, in Philippians chapter 3, Paul talks about this upward growth, this ever-increasing upward growth in the knowledge of God. And what A.W. Tozer is just trying to do is to help people live biblically, as Paul described in Philippians 3. In fact, the anchor text of the book, all 12 of these messages turned into 12 chapters in the book. And the anchor text for the whole book, the whole series of messages, was Philippians 3, verses 7 through 15.
Read that to us, Phil. Do you have any other pieces of Tozer that you'd like to read as well?
Yeah. You know, one of the things that I would like just to point out in the contents of this book, it's a Moody Publishers book, just the chapter titles, One with God. This ancient writer who Tozer's quoting talked about our desire to be one with God, not to be separate, but to be one with Him, to be close to Him. Another chapter is Stages of Growth, Internals over Externals. It's more important what's inside than what's on the outside. Discovering Christ Himself, Superior Intentions in Our Christian Life, Finding Him, but finding Him alone in the quietness of our life. My favorite chapter is chapter 8, Clouds That Obstruct. And I'll mention, if I've got time, I'll mention more about that. But the one in Philippians 3, probably the most quoted verse, but Philippians 3:10 is one that that many will remember. Let me read this to you, because I think it really expands, and of course it amplifies, that's the idea of the Amplified Bible, it amplifies the thought of it. For my determined purpose is that I may know Him, that I may progressively become more deeply and intimately acquainted with Him, perceiving and recognizing and understanding the wonders of His person more strongly and more clearly, and that I may, in that same way, come to know the power overflowing from His resurrection, which it exerts over believers, and that I may be, that I may so share His sufferings as to be continually transformed in spirit into His likeness, even to His death, in the hope. Well,
That's a beautiful version of that.
A.W. Tozer pointed out in the chapter Internals Over Externals, he says, let's settle this. God was there previous. You didn't call up. No one has a special telephone line to heaven because you were not. You were not even an idea yet. And yet God, through the everlasting love of His Godhead, made you when you were not. And then He bought you with the price of His precious blood when you are lost in Adam. Again, He preceded you. God was previous once more. He says, I believe in prevenient grace, but I don't believe that a person can ever be nudged or pushed or jostled into the deeper life or into the kingdom of God except the Holy Spirit does it. God has got to be there previous. The Apostle Paul is our example. He states his desire that I may know Him. The word know found in the 10th verse means acquaint or acquaintance. It also means experience. It means these two things, to be acquainted with and to have experienced. It is possible for you to be acquainted with a man and yet not have experienced the man in any sense of the word. For instance, if I introduce you to a friend, you could say you are acquainted with him, yet You have not experienced him in the sense that I have. I've traveled with him, preached with him, prayed with him, and spent endless hours talking with him. There's a difference between being acquainted, being an acquaintance, and experience. And Mr. Tozer is trying to tell us, yes, we need to be acquainted with Christ, but we also need to experience him in all his fullness.
You know what that reminds me of is whenever the Pharisees were looking at the disciples and they were just uneducated fishermen, and yet they noted that they had been with Jesus. And that acquaintance, that knowledge, that intimacy that they had with Jesus spilled out into their very presence. And I think that's what Tozer's trying to get at. It's not about just knowing about Jesus. It's not just about going into a building and listening about Jesus, but it's in your everyday moment, in your Thursday moment, whenever you're facing your Thursday, you're saying, Jesus is with me. He's right here with me, and he's going to go through it with me and in me. So I just love that Tozer was really trying to get people to understand that it's an intimate, everyday relationship.
Oh, yes. Yes, definitely. It's experiencing.
Phil, our time is coming to an end, but again, thank you so much for sharing with us your work and this new season of your life, and just appreciate all that you bring to Mark and Friends.
Well, Donna, this has been a real privilege to be able to talk with you about God and his working in our lives and the upward call that we have in Christ. And I'm just thankful that the Lord allowed me to be a part of this book, Toward a More Perfect Faith, Four Stages in Your Pursuit of God, the words of A.W. Tozer, and just compiled by Phil Shepherd.
And this is from Moody Publishers.
It is. Moody Publishers, a name you can trust. They've been publishing books for 130 years now. And this is one of many books that are in the A.W. Tozer Library of Moody Publishers, and it's one of the newest books they have there.
Well, thank you so much, Phil, for your work through Moody Publishers, your work in Christian radio, and just being a real friend to Great News Media.
Well, thank you, Donna, so much for having me. Say hi to Mark for me.
I will. Thanks for listening to Mark and Friends. Have a great day.